Now you'll give your breathing character an internal engine. Okay, so last time we landed on this idea that a strong what-if premise already contains the seeds of conflict inside it. But I keep thinking, what actually makes a character feel alive inside that premise? Because I've read novels where the setup is brilliant and the character still feels like furniture.
That's exactly the right pressure point. And the short answer is agency. A character demonstrates agency when their decisions produce meaningful changes in the story, rather than just receiving events passively. Furniture receives, characters choose.
Right, but how? Because a character can make choices all day and still feel inert.
Yes, and that's the trap. A character can appear active while still lacking meaningful agency if their actions don't change the narrative situation or carry real consequences. Motion isn't agency, consequential choices.
So what's the mechanism that makes a choice consequential?
It comes down to the want versus need framework. The want is external and concrete, winning a job, returning home alive, getting the person. The need is internal and abstract, acceptance, moral peace, control. The key idea is that these two things can be in tension, and that tension is the engine.
Give me a concrete example. Someone listening might be wondering what that friction actually looks like on the page.
Think of a character who wants to win a custody case. That's the want. But their need is to stop controlling everyone around them, which is exactly why the marriage failed. In that setup, the courtroom tactics they use to win the want can actively damage the need. The plot generates itself from that contradiction.
So the conflict isn't just external. It's baked into the character's own wiring.
Exactly. Internal conflict is strongest when it affects decisions connected to the external problem. It can't just be detached reflection, the character brooding in a mirror. It has to show up in choices that cost something.
Where do the character's past experiences fit into this? Because that idea keeps coming up in craft conversations.
The ghost is the backstory wound, a past event that shaped the character's present tense fears and avoidance patterns. It's not backstory for its own sake. It's the explanation for why the character pursues the want in a flawed way. The ghost is what makes the flaw feel earned, rather than arbitrary.
Mm-hmm. So the ghost explains the flaw. The flaw distorts the plan, and the distorted plan creates the plot.
That's the chain, yes. A character's plan converts desire into action. It gives the reader a concrete way to observe agency. But when the plan is shaped by a ghost, it's almost guaranteed to be imperfect. And imperfect plans encounter unexpected events, opponents, moral pressure. That's where struggle begins.
Wait, so a character with a clear goal can still produce a boring plot?
Absolutely. If the method of pursuing that goal isn't flawed, there's no internal friction. The character just executes. Readers don't turn pages for competence. They turn pages for the gap between what a character thinks they need to do and what they actually need to become.
That's counterintuitive. More freedom for the character actually weakens the story?
Often, yes. Stronger plot frequently comes from limiting a character's options. When competing desires can't both be satisfied, when the character must choose between incompatible courses of action, that's when the choice reveals who they really are. Constraint is a dramatic gift.
So for someone like Bushra, who's building a character right now, what's the practical test? How does she know if a scene has real agency in it?
Did the protagonist's choice alter the direction of the plot? If the scene would play out identically without the character's decision, the character is passive. The scene is happening to them, not because of them. That's the revision signal.
And if the manuscript feels stuck, scenes not causing one another?
Go back to the want-need gap. Ask whether the character's current plan is actually in conflict with their internal need. If it isn't, the scenes will feel episodic rather than inevitable. The takeaway for our listener is this. Identify the want, the need, and the ghost. Those three elements, held in tension, are what make a character breathe and what make a plot move forward on its own.